The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Gets old. I don't care. It will always be a groovy little number for me. It's the News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jake Walker, your host. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful day out there. The weather is just perfect, so get out there and enjoy it after the show. Right now in the studio, I have Stacey Oren and Kirk Waters from Avalon HR. Go to AvalonHR.com right now and listen along. If you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620, and we'll get your answers right here on the air live. If you call in, we'll put you right on the air. We will. Don't think we won't.
Don't be scared. Don't. And we won't make you sing, as I threatened to do a few weeks ago. You're safe.
Exactly. So how are we doing this morning?
We're good.
Doing well.
We're good. I brought Kirk with me today. He's the newest addition to the Avalon family.
Yay.
Yay. So
welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. Join me in welcoming him. And I'm going to let him tell a little bit about himself and his background and why he feels a PEO is the right fit for your business.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stacey. Yeah, I actually owned my own business in Pensacola for about 6 years, from the late 90s to the early 2000s. And we used an HR company to help us with a lot of different aspects of our business. And I saw the value of what we could do. You know, people start a business because they have an expertise or a skill. They certainly don't understand what the IRS is going to require and what all these different employment agencies and, you know, the 100+ governmental agencies that can walk into your business at any time and say, show me this. So we realized that we needed to do what we did best and outsource the rest. And that's how I got started with working in the HR world through my company and utilizing those services. So it's kind of a natural fit that a few years later, I was offered the opportunity to get into the PEO, professional employer organization world, and did that. And it's been a great marriage in professionally. And I had the chance to join the Avalon HR team last week. And there is something to be said for working with a local, what we say, boutique style HR company. We have the same services and capabilities as some of the larger companies, but we've got the responsiveness and dedication of a small organization. And we really strive to give you the personal care. When you call us, we're going to pick up the phone and talk to you. And, you know, with Avalon, the great service doesn't stop when you become a client. It's really just beginning.
What a spokesperson. Where did you find this guy?
I swear I did not even prep him for this. Like, I did not even give this to him, right? I know.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will say, you know, you can hear what he said and the value that he feels it holds and why. And let me tell you, folks, he has brought some good, fresh ideas to Avalon to allow us even to expand our services that we currently offer even more. So we are really looking at doing that here in the next little bit. I was actually on a call on the way here with a new vendor partner we're looking at to bring some things that we, you know, some just outside the box things that Kirk has worked with before and worked well that he wants to see us utilize at Avalon to further enhance our service. So, you know, if you've been on the fence or thinking about this would be a great time to give us a call at 850-475-1555. You can speak to myself, Chip, Kirk, any of us will be happy to answer any questions, help you, and show you why Avalon might be a good fit for your small business large business.
Did you hear that catchphrase he kind of peppered in there? Nonchalant.
Did.
Do what you do best, outsource the rest.
I did. I kind of like that.
Exactly.
Love it. We might have to utilize that.
Might have to, because I already love that, you know, with everything going on, you need Avalon.
Right.
So much going on right now.
There is a lot going on right now.
Yeah, you were talking when you got in the studio about some legislation, right? Some stuff
right.
going on.
Yesterday was a big day in the employment world. There were two big rulings from two different agencies handed down yesterday, which is kind of odd in itself. I don't think it was intentional, but it was kind of strange. The first was from the Federal Trade Commission. Mm. And what they want to do is eliminate non-compete agreements. They feel it is too
for everything?
Pretty much. There's wow. one exception, and it's on a highly compensated executive level employee.
Mm. Okay.
Those will be grandfathered in, but you could not write any new ones going forward with wow. anybody in that same work category. They feel it is too restricting. It keeps people from, you know, maybe finding other employment in their field without having to go 100 miles, 200 mm-hmm. miles from where they're at, you know, potentially uprooting, moving their entire family just to find a job in their chosen profession. So they felt that was too restrictive.
Wow.
So they gave a final ruling yesterday that says no more non-competes. There will be, they're expecting that if it's not litigated and thrown out, to go into effect around August. It takes 120 days after it's signed. They haven't done the official signature, but they did go ahead and issue that ruling yesterday. So if that goes through, looking around August, those non-competes will be non-existent.
Wow.
The other big thing is something we've talked about has been coming for a while, and at the very end, when the Department of Labor issued the final ruling on the salary-exempt employees, they kind of threw a curveball in there and changed it up. We knew that it could be coming. We expected it to go up to from around that 35, 36,000 mark to 55,000, and they decided to graduate that in. If that one does not get litigated and overturned as of July 1st, it will go from that 35-ish mark to 44,000-ish, and then the other jump up to 55 would take effect January 1st of next year. So they've kind of graduated that in. And that will affect a whole lot of folks, because if you're currently in that $35,000 to $44,000 range, your employer has a big decision to make. They either have to up your salary to that threshold or change you back to an hourly employee eligible for overtime.
Hmm.
So it could have some substantial impacts on our clients mm-hmm. as well as other businesses. I've been looking through our clients, and I was kind of waiting today for the dust to settle to send out some communication on that as to what to be looking for. But with both of these bills, they were both labeled as final rulings from their respective agencies. However, guaranteed there will be litigation filed today challenging one, if not both of them. And with the Department of Labor ruling, the reason they did the July thing is to force the Supreme Court to move very quickly on that decision, as we are in an election year. Mm. And yes, politics play a big portion yep. in your employment laws, believe it or not, mm-hmm. it's huge. So the reason they set that July 1st deadline is if it is litigated, they're literally forcing the Supreme Court to take up this issue very quickly so it doesn't get caught in an election battle and then potentially overturned 6-8 months from now. Mm. So we're just going to have to kind of wait and see what happens. But as of right now, that's the plan. Mm. Salary threshold goes up July 1st. And then about August 1st-ish, no more non-competes.
Wow. And the FTC can just do that? They don't have to pass it through the House and the Congress?
What's going to be litigated.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they can get it through that process.
Everything is litigated.
Right, okay,
right.
All right.
The Congress says Department of... That's why this bill... actually, the Department of Labor tried to raise the salary threshold years ago under another administration, and Congress said, no, you can't do that without us signing off on it, and they overturned it. That's another reason that we think they proposed the graduated, the two-step, was to have a better chance of it getting passed this time, because it's not so much of a jump. Going from 35,000 to 44,000 is one thing. Going from 35,000 to 55,000
right.
is another. Mm-hmm. So they tried to make the bill more favorable so Congress would pass it through this time. Mm.
Okay. If you have questions or comments this morning, let us know. 437-1620. I am talking with Stacy Oren and Kirk Waters from Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com or just give them a call at 850-475-1555. Wow. That's amazing.
that could mean a lot for a lot of your customers. So let's talk about some of the other rules and regulations that as a business owner you might have to deal with when it's maybe too late, that Avalon HR can help you with, especially the old IRS. Let's talk about them.
We love the IRS.
Oh, yes.
Not really. things just like quarterly tax filings, which we're working on right now. If you don't file those on time, there's substantial daily penalties for not doing that. If you don't file just the state unemployment tax, your federal taxes, your Medicare, your Social Security, they don't like that. They really don't like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if your business is in a not favorable situation with the IRS, when you come to Avalon, talk to us, they find out you're on board with the PEO, they'll kind of chill out because they know that, you know, Avalon as an IRS certified PEO, we have to adhere to those regulations to keep our certification. We talk about this often. We are in the middle of another audit right now. We have multiple additional audits than what is required for just a payroll company or an HR firm because we do carry that IRS certification. We're subject to a lot more scrutiny, I guess would be the word, than a lot of other organizations. And we take that seriously, and we spend a lot of time on these audits making sure that, you know, all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, and everything's good. So you know that you're safe. You know that IRS agent is never going to show up on your doors of business and go, hey, we're here to lock those doors because, you know, we haven't got quarterly taxes from you in a year or so. And, you know, thanks, but no thanks, it's ours now.
Right.
And they will do that. They have done that. We were talking to a potential client not too long ago, and the IRS did show up at his door. And he told them, he said, if we go over to Avalon and I sign up with them right now, what will happen? And the guy was like, I will get in my car and leave.
Wow.
Straight up. Yeah. And they did. The IRS and this business owner showed up, and he's like, what do I have to sign? What do I have to do?
Wow.
And we did it, and the IRS was like, thank you. We'll look forward to that next quarter's payments.
Because they know that it'll get handled.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were good.
Wow. And you've said before on the show that if you're an individual dealing with the IRS, it's a little bit different. But when you're a business, they don't play.
Right.
Right.
They will cut you as an individual some slack. As a business, they look at it as you are jeopardizing the benefits of your employees.
Mm.
Failure to pay into that Social Security has a negative impact on the employee.
Mm-hmm.
Failure to pay unemployment taxes, if you should lay that employee off or something happens and they don't have any unemployment funds to draw from because they've not been paid, then you're having a negative impact on someone else's life and livelihood, and the IRS doesn't look on that favorably.
Right. We did have a text in here. If the non-complete regulation goes through, would that affect existing non-compete clauses or just stop the new non-compete agreements?
No, it wipes out every non-compete clause currently in existence.
Wow.
Except for those highly compensated executive-level employees.
Right.
They're gone. With the day, if they say it's, okay, it's August 1st, come August 1st, if you have a non-compete that was supposed to run through June of next year, you're free.
Wow. That is incredible. That has blown my mind. I had no idea about that. I haven't been keeping up. So questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. Kirk, you're new to Avalon HR, but you're in sales, right?
Yes.
So what do you say to business owners out there that might be saying, oh, well, you know, that's only for bigger companies. I'm not at that level yet. What would you say to them?
Well, I would tell them that we have a flexibility at Avalon that a lot of companies don't, and that, you know, we can work with companies that are very, very small up to, you know, several hundred employees. But you cannot try and do these things alone. I mean, Stacy's made some great points about things that came out yesterday. If you've got your head down and you're working your business and you're trying to grow and manage that business, you're not going to know about these kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, another one was it July of last year when the E-Verify in Florida?
Yes.
You know, where if you have 25 or more employees, you have to do E-Verify. It's a law. Well, a lot of clients didn't know that, but that's why they have Avalon HR to be able to give them that information. So you can really concentrate and, you know, realistically, we give a business owner or a senior manager somewhere in the neighborhood of about 5 to 15 hours a week of their time back that they're currently spending on these transactional HR type of things.
Right.
You know, the team that we have at Avalon can take some of these off of your hands and allow you to work on your business, you know, get out into the community, build your business organically, and really have an effect on your business that you can't have if you're spending 5, 10, 15 hours a week in your office trying to handle things that you really are not equipped to do so. So a PEO, professional employer organization, is a critical part of a business to grow. There are some great figures that show that the success rate of small businesses is higher if they use a PEO. Their turnover is lower. And their profit margins typically, I think the number is about 8 to 9%, according to organization called NAPEO, National Association of PEOs. So there's a lot of reasons that you should outsource those types of things to a company like Avalon. And, you know, we are mobile. You know, we're a boating community around here. It's a lot easier to turn that small boat in Pensacola Bay than it is that, you know, 80-foot yacht. So right. We're that speedboat that can really be agile, and we can really turn things around for you quickly. We have that flexibility because of the size of our company and the capabilities that we have.
I mean, imagine as a business owner, if you automatically just magically poof had 10, 15 extra hours to devote to social media and promotion. Think about the talent that you could attract as well as customers.
Yep.
And that's part of your deal at Avalon HR, right? You're helping attract and retain top talent. You're mitigating these risks that pop up sometimes when you just don't know of new regulations going in. Let's talk about profitability. What can Avalon HR do to help your profitability of your business?
Well, it's really what the impact that we can have with that time. Mm. You know, it's compliance. It's understanding how you can be impacted by these types of things if you're not in compliance. So our professionals can take those types of tasks and streamline your business so that you can concentrate on the things that are going to help you grow revenue. You know, every time you lose an employee, that's money off of your profit. You've got time to retrain somebody. You've got lost customer service. Yep. What if you lose a key employee in your company and you've lost them because you didn't understand what that person was going through within the company? Are you doing a good performance management type of program? Mm-hmm. Are you aware of what the wages look like for a similar position along the Gulf Coast?
Well, even benefits. You've got a great employee, but you don't offer any kind of benefits as an employer, and they're like, man, I'd love to stay with you, but I have got to have health insurance or dental insurance. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something Avalon can step in and help with as well. We can bring you onto our group platform at very proprietary pricing, better than, you know, what you could sign on and find on your own most of the time. Mm-hmm. And we can help you offer that to your employees. You know, if you've just got two employees, that's not a problem. And that in itself can be a huge financial cost savings in not having to go out and find, you know, a plan rated on two people where you can come on to ours rated with over 1,000. Makes a big difference in the kind of rate you're going to get back because they can spread the risk over 1,000 much better than two, obviously.
Right. Absolutely.
And like I said, little things. It doesn't even have to be, you know, employee-only vision coverage is $8 and change a month.
Wow.
And that's something that most employers could afford to take on to retain an employee. Like I said, I love thinking about out-of-the-box things that employers can do to add value to themselves as an employer. And I think that's where Avalon can really help strengthen that employer value added side. You know, employees now are like, okay, what's in this for me? What can I get? What, you know, the COVID changed the mindset of the entire workforce,
I think.
And people are looking for different things. And as a small business, it might be very hard to offer that 401k, those health plans, the different things. And that's where Avalon can really step in and fill that gap for you.
Mm-hmm.
Provide those products. And like Kirk said, let you focus on your business. We say that a lot. You know, I said nobody went into, you know, the restaurant business because they loved
the IRS and
filing taxes. Yep. Nobody has done that.
Right.
So let us do that stuff that you don't like and don't want to do, and be rest assured that it's being done correctly.
Yes.
You know, I will say one thing about, you know, Chip and Kirk. I've seen this already. They stand behind. They're not just going to sell you a product and disappear.
Right.
You can reach out to them if you have a problem or an issue. If something, you know, just, hey, my understanding was this, but now, you know, I'm being told it may be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. They will always be there to support their sales. They're not going to just sell you the product and then just poof off into outer right. space. They both give people their personal cell phone numbers. Yep. They can be contacted anytime. And, you know, we'll be responsive to, you know, any questions you have about the package that you thought you were getting and expected to get.
Right.
They're there for you.
And you guys have the heart of a teacher, and that's what I really love about you guys, because, you know, you love talking about this. You love informing people and protecting people and employers here in our community. We did get a text in 437-1620 if you want to join the conversation. We have a few moments left talking with Stacy Oren and Kirk Waters from Avalon HR, avalonhr.com. Call them, 475-1555. Somebody texted in, do you offer consultations to someone wanting to start a small business, for example, the tax implications and benefits and things that they would be looking at and how to deal with those?
We do have a person that can talk to you a little bit about that in our tax department. Mm-hmm. They can show you how to set up your LLC in whatever state you're in, advise you of what registrations you need. We do have someone available that can help with that, sure.
Right, yeah. Give them a call today, 475-1555 or avalonhr.com. Let's go over these two rulings really quick. Again, for somebody who might be just joining us, the FTC and the Department of Labor have handed down a couple whopping judgments here that we're going to get some litigation on. Let's talk about that again real quick.
All right. The FTC has decided they want to do away with non-competes and have issued a final rule. It will be litigated, and we'll just have to wait to see. But if it passes, goes through, you can expect that to go into effect around August. Mm. The Department of Labor would like to increase the salary threshold for salaried exempt employees, currently in the $35,000 range. They want to go graduated July 1st to $44,000 and change, and then at the first of next year on up to that $55,000 mark, which will have a huge impact on many of our employees and many businesses as well. And that is just simply to keep people from abusing. We've talked before, there's two components to being salary exempt. One, there's the you have to make so much money, and then two, there's a duties test. And I think a lot of people neglect that duties test. They're like, oh, I'm paying Kirk $35,000 right. a year, I'm good. No, Kirk has to have certain responsibilities in his role to qualify him to be that. And it's really to take an employer from taking advantage of employees. You know, as a salaried employee, I can't work you, you know, just call you salaried and work you 60 hours right. a week and not right. pay you right. overtime. Mm. It is truly a protection for employees. Mm. So that one we know for sure is going to be litigated. That's just flat out, no questions about that one kind of thing. But again, like I said, they've timed it to where if it is litigated and Congress overrules it, they do plan to take it to the Supreme Court. And by that July 1st deadline, they're forcing the Supreme Court to take up the matter very quickly. So we should have, you know, a final say on that one probably before we'll have one on the FTC ruling. But right. both of those are things that we're certainly keeping an eye on. My phone was blowing up all day yesterday as these things were coming in from our partner. You know, we talked about SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. They keep us informed. NAPIO keeps us informed. Mm-hmm. So we were getting blasts and updates all day yesterday wow. about these things. And we'll continue to monitor them and communicate with our clients and let you know what you need to do. You don't have to think about it.
Like Kirk said, do what you do best and outsource the rest.
Absolutely.
That is great.
We may have a new slogan.
I know.
I like that.
With so much going on, you need Avalon. Go to avalonhr.com. Give them a call, 475-1555. My guests this morning have been Stacy Oren and Kirk Waters, new to Avalon HR. Glad to have you, sir.
Thank you.
Have you done radio before?
I have been in the studio a couple of times. I'm a 2020 member of the leadership class of Pensacola, we're the COVID class, the longest class ever. so we were in here talking about that. And one other time, I was one of the founders with my Rotary Club of the Burger Battle by the Bay. Oh. And that is coming up. And I was in here talking about that one day as well. So I've been
burger
in the studio
battle.
Before.
Oh, yeah. Burger Battle. How can I get in on that Burger Battle?
That's what I'm
saying. Go down May the 4th to Maritime Park, and you can eat all the burgers you want.
Okay. I'm sure I'll probably have somebody representing that event coming up on Pensacola Expert Panel up sometime this week, I'm sure. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. We're just about out of time. Thank you for your texts. Thank you for listening to us today. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you, Stacy and Kirk. Always
thank
great
you.
To see
thank
you. And thank you for what you do. You know, you're helping our local businesses, which is, you know, the backbone of our community.
Absolutely. So, what we love to do.
Yes, exactly. So thank you for that. We're going to have more coming up after this. Don't go anywhere. I've got Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast coming up.